200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbons.
For more information on Liquid Ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
A series of articles this last week that studies comparing health in people living in England, men living in England, and men living in the United States show that there was a much higher incidence of hypertension and heart disease and diabetes and other serious diseases in Americans of comparable age. I think it was somewhere between 45 and 60. And they analyzed them very carefully, and they both smoked about the same amount, and the question was, why is there so much more disease in America, heart disease in America, than there is in Great Britain? I mean, what are they doing to the American people that is making us more ill, and what can we do to protect ourselves from this? Because this is not happening by accident. Certainly, overall, we have a similar heritage in many respects. Many of our people, come from Europe here in the United States. So why are Americans much more ill than their counterparts in Great Britain? And I think everybody out there in the listening audience, especially men in that age group, should ask themselves why this is happening. What are they doing to us that is making us far more ill? Well, to delve into some of that, our good friend Bill Sardi is with us this morning. And Bill is going to be talking about really what is transpiring as far as our health, and a great deal of advice that we're getting that just is not true. So go ahead, Bill. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. And, of course, they're slamming the vitamin pills, overlooking the unsafe drugs. We know this, but the details are intriguing. And, of course, the Wall Street Journal, followed by Timothy Johnson, Dr. Timothy Johnson on ABC Television News, running these feature reports, vitamin pills, unsafe, caveat emptor, buyer beware. And I'm just puzzled. I think everybody ought to take a step back and wonder just exactly what is going on. Vioxx kills 20 to 50,000 Americans. All it gets is a black box warning and put back on the market. If the vitamin pills are killing people, well, why not just a black box warning? I simply am puzzled what all of this about. Of course, the vitamin pills aren't killing anybody. And, of course, as we know, dietary supplements are safer than food because there is food poisoning, so we haven't seen any vitamin poisoning. Safer than table salt because we know that, well, if you overuse the salt, you can have hypertension. Safer than an aspirin tablet, which causes bleeding, gastric ulcers, depletes you of a couple of vitamins, and it results in more higher rates of mortality due to these bleeding ulcers. So I would say that's a pretty good safety record, but nonetheless, ABC TV News and the Wall Street Journal has decided to pick on the lowly little vitamin pills. Now, it's a little puzzling. It's unbelievable because at the same time, the Food and Drug Administration admits that it hasn't required the companies that market drugs to conduct the safety studies they're required to do by law. Now, they're saying the vitamin pills are unsafe, but the drugs have never been proven to be safe. Now, what do I mean by that? How do you go and put a medicine on the market when it isn't safe? They do a small study. It may involve a few hundred, a few thousand people, and then the drug is shown to be slightly better than a placebo, which is an inactive tablet. And that's how it gets on the market. Could be a lot better than placebo, but many of them are just slightly better. That means that maybe 90 people will not benefit out of 100 people, and 10 people will. But nonetheless, we're going to tell everybody to take it if they have hypertension or high cholesterol or whatever the condition may be. And of course, then when more people take the medicine, where hundreds of thousands of people are involved, then we can test the follow-up safety studies when large groups to see if this is truly safe in a relative way with larger populations. So the FDA does require what they call post-marketing surveillance. They're supposed to turn in their safety studies. Well, the shocking part is that 65% of the 1,231 so-called post-marketing drug studies have not been carried out, and of course, a doctor at Harvard Medical School calls this scandalous and appalling. Yes, the drugs that you're using are proven unsafe, and never proven safe fully until, of course, later on. This is why the Ralph Nader organization, Public Citizen, says don't take any new medicines till they've been out for a few years. Don't you be the guinea pig, and that's exactly what happened with Vioxx and so on. And these COX-2 inhibitors got on the market, and then when the safety studies did come out and it became apparent in the medical literature, the news media decided to overlook it. And, of course, only one reporter at USA Today decided to report on this. Now, they all knew what was going on. But it seems that the hand that feeds the news media today, the evening news on television, and of course so many millions of dollars going into direct marketing advertising by the drug companies, is now controlling the news media. They don't dare say anything that is contrary to where to bite the hand that feeds them. And of course, Wall Street Journal, they're just pushing drug stocks. It leads the entire a Wall Street a drug industry. And, of course, Dr. Timothy Johnson represents on ABC News a conventional medicine, certainly the typical shill who's planted in there to tell you these stories that vitamins are so bad. Now, where was Dr. Johnson when Vioxx was around? I never heard one peep out of this guy on that topic. And, of course, this is kind of what goes on. So they send their hitman in. He gives a little talk. The scariest part about all this is that the kind of nonsense they sent out as specific information to warn the public away from the vitamins. And, of course, they were silly enough. The Wall Street Journal reporter was giving out data that had been missed many years ago. One of them was that vitamin C in high doses causes gene mutations, could cause cancer. Of course, all of this was roundly dispelled, and nonetheless, she's still repeating it mindlessly. And of course, this is the whole story.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi as we begin to explore the attack on vitamins. Why are they so intent upon discouraging the use of vitamins and minerals and other supplements here in the United States?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
Good Sabbath.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Bill Sardi, and Bill is simply talking about the fact that there is an organized effort on the part of the controlled media to discredit the use of things that can actually help you to stay healthy and not get the diseases that are crippling so many people here in America. I don't know how many of our listeners have been watching television, but Merck Company is running a series of television ads to tell you how great a company they are, how concerned they are, how they've been working to preserve your health for years. Well, Merck is facing billions of dollars of lawsuits, a number of which they have lost, because they put a product on the market that they knew was unsafe. And you go back and you read my newsletter on Vioxx, I think it was about a year ago, and we simply pointed out that they knew the initial studies showed 5 to 7 times increase in the incidence of heart attacks and strokes compared with placebos, and they put that product on the market anyway because it was going to give them billions of dollars. Well, Merck now is spending a great deal of money on television to ads to tell you what a great and compassionate and kind company they are and how you should trust them because they're there to help you. And, of course, all of this is to create an impression in the minds of the American people that the drug companies are responsible, and the truth of the matter is they are not responsible. But now they're attacking the competition because people are trying to maintain their own health or competition. The drug companies are there. They have their statin drugs, and they have their COX-2 inhibitors, and they have all sorts of other drugs that have terrible side effects. And, of course, maybe we can even talk about Fosamax. Bill will talk about that. You know, there are real problems with this, and the last thing they want the American people to know is they're experimenting on us. We are a mass population for experimentation with new drugs, and they're not doing the required studies on the deleterious effects of many of these new drugs. So, Bill, you pick up the story.
I'm not so concerned about the drugs. I'm more concerned about the vaccines because the vaccines have the power of mandate, and the mandate might be roll up your sleeve and get this shot or else. And, of course, as you see, we've got $1 billion of flu vaccines. This is a new type of vaccine they're going to develop in 5 different manufacturing plants. And, of course, we don't have any idea they work.
Well,
or that they're safe.
Not only that, but they're talking about putting squalene and mineral oil in them. And, of course, they did that in the late 40s with about 40,000 soldiers, experimented on them. And so many of them had so many illnesses, mental disease and autoimmune disease, they eventually gave it up. And yet they put the squalene in the experimental vaccine they gave to our soldiers during the first Gulf War. And at least between a third of them and maybe even as many as a half are crippled medically for life.
Squalene comes from shark oil. They actually use this in Japan to enhance your immune system. But you give it with mercury and a flu virus that's been attenuated and calmed down in these shots that they give. You may be turning on the immune system when you don't want to in a certain way. So you get this autoimmune reaction where you've triggered the body to go against itself. And, of course, that's what you're kind of concerned about. Squalene by itself isn't dangerous, so we know it's something in those shots that they're doing. And, of course, they're admitting you don't have maybe an immune system that will work, especially if you're older, especially if you have poor nutrition and so on. So they're trying to put a booster in there, and that's where you get in trouble. So causes issues. And of course I can see why Merck is putting out that advertising about its own image. A poll taken last year showed that only 9% of Americans believe that the drug companies are generally honest. Now that was down from 14% the year before. So you can see it wasn't high in the first place. This was the New York Times reporting late last year. So the reason for all this, why would there be such a concentrated, orchestrated effort to go after the dietary supplements? Why would all this pseudoscience be occurring and be published in the medical journals? And we call it pseudoscience because they're going to quote some journal and some study. We'll tell you how rigged some of those studies are now. But the real problem is, in the wake of Vioxx, people woke up, listened to radio shows like this, understood the medicines they were taking were unsafe, and started to back away. And in the third quarter of 2005, the sales, this is when we have data, it takes a while to acquire it, so in the third quarter of 2005, prescription drug sales fell 3% at Bristol-Myers Squibb, 4.5% at Johnson & Johnson, 2% at Merck, and 15% at Pfizer. Now, these may not seem like big numbers, but once Wall Street sees the little crest tip downward, then stocks plummet, and they think you're on a downward trend, and then they're selling off stocks like crazy, and then, of course, a company is in trouble. Now, what's happening here is that to keep this little meter going up on Wall Street, the only way they can keep this going up, and this is admitted in certain studies, is they've got to get everybody driven into that Medicare prescription program, because if they get you there, the drug sales will actually go up by a percent or two until they can hang on when they can get a drug approval for some new drugs that they plan on pushing through government next year and the year after to kind of boost the whole industry. So this is what they're doing, and they're also knowing that they've got to reach the consumers directly. So the FDA, which approves all this, is allowing these, misleading direct-to-consumer ads. Celebrex, back on the market again, was a total fraud. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's prescribed by doctors who are supposed to be the guardians of health and stop all this. And Celebrex was promoted under the rationale that it produced less stomach ulcers than ibuprofen. Of course, later on it came out it didn't. But now it costs $2 a pill. Ibuprofen costs a few cents a pill. So we're going to the doctor, and he's recommending that we take Celebrex, and of course it's as seen on television, and the FDA is approving a fraud because the whole rationale for this drug was that it was safer. And of course we're talking just about bleeding ulcers when there is this big question that these COX-2 inhibitor type drugs cause a weakening of the blood vessels, a propensity to have, of course, blood clots, and then of course a subsequent heart attack, which could be mortal, and they estimate that 20 to 50,000 Americans died. This was Dr. David Graham, who blew the whistle on the FDA, who knew all this and wasn't saying a thing to the public. And then, of course, we see now the National Center for Health Statistics saying that the mortality rate suddenly went down in the United States. Suddenly went down.
You mean when they stopped selling the virus?
Exactly. Yep. Thank you, and I hope you're all getting that message. But why isn't the government telling us this? They're not connecting any of these dots. And, of course, when we see the kind of rationale that they're using against the vitamins, now, one of the good ones is this vitamin E thing. And, of course, they've got two vitamin E studies. One was where they said that if you took high doses of vitamin E, it increased the risk of dying. Now, of course, what they did is they had 18 vitamin E studies, but understand, there are well over 100 vitamin E studies. They selectively picked out the ones where there were more deaths, and the ones where there were fewer deaths, you mean the ones where vitamin E worked? They were eliminated. And then, among those, they arranged them in certain ways, and only one major study that had more numbers in it tweaked all the rest of them. So 17 of the 18 studies showed that vitamin E was protective. One, which had more people in it, showed that it wasn't, and therefore the whole story was that watch out, it increased the risk of dying by 1%. And I don't even know, because you're adding all these studies together, they're called meta-analyses. The studies aren't all done under the same rules, so I don't know that you can really derive a good figure at 1% there, whether you're really that good at all that. But this was called the witch hunt against vitamin E, and of course it is kind of a witch hunt. And the other vitamin E study they used was to say that it increased the risk in high doses of vitamin E for heart failure. Now, we have millions of Americans taking vitamin E in very high doses. We've never seen this. I don't know where they're getting it from, but they showed that you could have heart failure. Well, they didn't tell you that, you know, I had to dig into this study, that the people in the study were taking, of course, the statin drugs, which causes a form of heart failure because it depletes a needed antioxidant in the heart muscle called coenzyme Q10. And then, of course, they were on beta blockers, which causes the heart rate to slow to try to rest your heart in between the beats. But isn't that a form of heart failure, that your heart is slowing down? And then, of course, they were giving diuretics, the water pills, which depletes you of vitamin B1 thiamine, which then introduces simply heart failure. So they didn't tell you all that, and this was akin to trying to do a police lineup, and there were a bunch of thugs with masks on and a little baby, and they fingered the baby as the crook. So, of course, the innocent little vitamin E pill must have been responsible for all this. But the drugs that are known to cause heart failure, we didn't even tell everybody that we used them in the study. We only told them it was vitamin E. So this is the kind of pseudoscience that we see now proliferating the medical literature, and of course this is what they're using against us. I've spoken out on some of these other ones, but we're going to get to vitamin A here, and there's a reason, because there's a segue to a bigger story here. And that is that we frequently hear that vitamin A, watch out, high doses, could cause troubles, including birth defects among fertile women. And it's caused a great amount of concern. And it's possible. It is possible. And we have to admit this. And vitamin A was, way back in 1990, government scientists did a study on vitamin A and said if women took 25,000 units of vitamin A, they might increase their risk slightly for birth defects. Now, they didn't tell you that the asterisk attached to that was among women who had liver disease, who had hepatitis, and were taking drugs or were alcoholics. So that warned every woman away from the vitamin A supplements, and the country has become phobic. You can't put vitamin A in a multivitamin anymore. They call you and hound you to death. I heard from my pharmacist and my doctor that vitamin A is toxic. And well, what if you didn't get enough vitamin A and it caused the birth defects? You think that might happen? Well, when we look at this, and we look at it carefully, what we find is that when they do studies with all this, the birth defects we're talking about are like spina bifida in very young children, the newborns. And, of course, when they looked at, did animal studies, why, if the animal, if this was rabbits, and if the animal was deficient in vitamin E, then the vitamin A became overdone in the liver and became toxic, and then they saw the birth defects. They could induce this just by taking away the vitamin E. How many Americans are deficient in vitamin E? You'll be stunned to know. Everyone but the ones who take the supplements, because the recommended, we're using their number, the recommended intake is only 15 milligrams or 15 units a day, whichever way you want to look at it, and the Americans consume about 8 to 10 milligrams in their diet. So unless you're taking the pills, everyone is deficient. And of course, the pregnant mom's vitamin E protects the liver and keeps the fats from hardening there, and vitamin A is a fatty vitamin. So vitamin E is actually an antidote for vitamin A overdose. So what was the conclusion of the real vitamin A scare about birth defects? The real problem is we weren't getting enough vitamins, like vitamin E. Then they went back in another animal study, And they tried to induce spina bifida in very young little mice that were newborns, and they couldn't do it.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. Bill, before we go on, would you like to get out your website so people would know how to get to it?
KnowledgeofHealth.com, KnowledgeofHealth.com. You see a lot of free information there. So we try not to sell anything really there. There are a few books for sale for people who like to read books, but most people are trying to get the information verbally. That's why we're on the air and, of course, serving you with good, up-to-date information. And as we get at the story is why Americans are so phobic about vitamin A, and you can hardly put it in a vitamin pill today that people don't call up and worry that it's toxic for them. And here they were trying to take little animals and induce the birth defects in their offspring, and so they gave them very high doses of, well, what they did is first deplete them of certain B vitamins, folic acid, which is vitamin B9 actually on the numbers, and choline and another little amino acid called methionine, and then they couldn't induce the birth defects. So then what they did is they depleted the animals of those B vitamins and then gave them high doses of vitamin A, and then the birth defects showed up. What does that mean to us? it means that if we were getting more of those B vitamins, the vitamin A toxicity would never show up. It would never occur. And, of course, this is the kind of investigative journalism that Dr. Timothy Johnson at ABC News and Tara Parker Pope, the writer at the Wall Street Journal, they're trained in biology. They certainly know enough to go dig up this information just like I did. And they have, of course, a bigger research team than I do. And so they're not going to look. And this is the kind of pseudoscience that we're getting. The news media is being fed by the drug industry and their advertising dollars, and they don't want Americans to find safer, less expensive alternatives, and they know Americans will, because they've been backing away from the medicines now in the wake of the Vioxx scandal and going to other alternatives, and not in enough numbers, but in enough numbers to bring about 1%, 2%, and 3%, and 4% a decline in drug sales, and that's enough to slam the brakes in Wall Street and cause their drug stocks to decline. And that's why I say we don't realize the power we hold as consumers if we'll just back away. And of course, we need to back away. And of course, it's my segue. The reason why I was using the vitamin A example is the wonderful report occurring in the Journal of Pediatrics. And of course, it's the report by Dr. Robert Brent and Godfrey Oakley, both MDs. Triumph or Tragedy, the Present Food and Drug Administration Program of Enriching Grains with Folic Acid. And why do they say triumph or tragedy? Well, we found out way back in 1990 or so that it was a very unambiguous evidence that folic acid, a B vitamin, prevented spina bifida and encephaly. These are the spinal cord type of birth defects that you see in these very young newborns. And, of course, the FDA drug its feet on this. And it took from 1990 to about 1998 for us to even get to fortifying our foods with a little bit of folic acid. And right after we began to do this, we began to see the rate of these birth defects go down. But more so, and startlingly, we began to see strokes decline and mortality from strokes to decline. And what happened is, in the United States, where their stroke rates were going down at about 0.3% a year, started to drop at the rate of about 3% a year, 10 times increase in the rate of decline of strokes, once they fortified the diet with folic acid. Now, on none of this being told to the public. And then, of course, the fall in mortality from strokes, we could see this in Canada, was going down 1% a year, and from 1990 to 1998, as soon as they fortified their grains with folic acid, why, it went from a decline of 1% a year to 5.4% a year. Now, this resulted in strikingly 22,000 fewer heart attack deaths, 5,000 fewer stroke deaths in 1998, which is about a 3.4% reduction. These are thousands of lives that were saved just by adding folic acid, a little vitamin. And these doctors, one from Emory University, the other one from, let's see, Thomas Jefferson University, and they're pleading with the FDA. This is their second time they've been down on their knees pleading with the FDA. If you just increase that folic acid in the grains now one more time up to the level that, well, in Great Britain they say they've elected to do, then what we would see, there's only one country in the world, Chile, that's elected to put this the right amount of folic acid in the grains, we would see these birth defects practically eradicated. And what they're pointing out is the polio epidemic was acted on very quickly. It was swift. They took all the doctors in the country, they had them attend educational sessions, and they virtually eradicated polio. And we could eradicate, well, this happens to occur to 2,000 or 3,000 young babies every year in the United States, 225,000 worldwide, if we would just increase the amount of folic acid in the grains. And, of course, it's already working to some extent. Only about a third of the women who are fertile are taking the folic acid vitamin pill, so we know if we could get it in the food supply, it would force it down the women, they would get it, and we would prevent this altogether. And they said, we should someday be as surprised to see a child walking in our hospital with one of these birth defects as we would be a child today walking in with polio, because it's almost been eradicated in the United States. And of course, this is the stunning realization that we're saving lives, thousands of them, while preventing these birth defects, and it only goes to those who are taking the vitamin pills, because the diet can't possibly provide enough. Only if we fortify the foods. We're not fortifying it enough. And by the way, when we fortify the foods, we destroy the folic acid by heating it, cooking it, and so on. And of course, what we really need is to get more people to take the supplements, but they won't. We realize it. So if we can fortify the foods, the FDA dragging their feet on this. And what's their story? Well, folic acid might mask a deficiency of vitamin B12, and then you couldn't see that you were deficient in that, but you wouldn't see the symptoms. Well, for all this, while we're worried and debating this, one researcher says we're losing 50,000 American lives a year while the FDA debates whether it should put more folic acid. And then he points out that why don't we just put folic acid and B12 in the grains and get it over with? There's no argument that one will counter the other, and then we don't have any trouble. Now, how many Americans die in automobile-related accidents every year? 30,000. Do you understand how important this is? We can save 50,000 lives a year with a 10-cent vitamin. You could save so many lives a year that just in birth defects, you can save $250 million, which is enough money to give all the fertile women, not all the women in the United States, but all the fertile women who are going to have babies, you could give them the folic acid for a year free.
Well, it's an amazing, amazing story. We'll be back here for just a moment to the last segment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Roger Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Saadi. And we're talking about the coordinated media attack on vitamins. And you'll see these articles in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. Why? Well, because both the left and the right, all controlled by the same people, all trying to discourage you from what you need to do to protect your health, because believe me, we are nowhere near as healthy as people in other countries. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, certainly, you've heard the whole story. The finger's being pointed at the vitamin pills, and of course that they're possibly dangerous. I'm telling you that we're not getting enough vitamins. We're losing thousands of lives a year. We've talked about this with vitamin C. We've talked about it today with vitamin E, and certainly with folic acid, a little innocent B vitamin, B12 and folic acid combined together. Fortify our grains and save thousands of lives, and here's the FDA. Now, the FDA is an organization, as you've seen, is in league with the drug companies. They allowed the Vioxx to be sold while Americans were dying. Don't you understand now that they're just a front for the drug companies? They're paid off. They pay off government. And your life and the lives of your loved ones are at risk, and they don't want the public to have less disease. You talk about disease mongering. This is all for the doctors to have more business, all for the drug companies to have more business, and you're just the little pawns on the chessboard. And once you understand this, then maybe you can back away from, you're so frightened to walk away from drugs that are so unsafe. You need to think about it. These drugs have never been proven to be safe. You need things like vitamin C, folic acid, vitamin E. These are the things that will keep you healthy. Fish oil, I was noticing, is 10% better than the statin drugs at reducing mortality rates. So where are you at in that, if you're listening today? You're just stuck on that statin drug that's toxic to your liver. So I hear so many people are so reticent and so scared to take a move, and then once they do, they realize, I feel better, I'm healthier, I don't need that medicine anymore. Well, maybe you don't, because maybe it was never safe. And if you're going to go back and ask your doctor for permission slips, your doctor knows nothing about nutrition. Go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. Maybe you can get some good advice there and some direction. I certainly hope that you know, you will find your way through all this mess. Don't rely on government health information. It's just misinformation. And, of course, they're frightening the public. The big thing they're going to frighten us all is that there's an upcoming flu pandemic, and then they'll force us all to get these shots, because we've seen the Centers for Disease Control simply become nothing but a public relations agency every flu season in order to get the flu shots sold, and that's what they're going to do here. The drug companies are going to have $1 billion worth of flu shots, and they don't make any money on it until they get us to pay the $10 to buy them. So they're going to drum up another flu pandemic, tell us it's coming, tell us we need this on a worldwide basis now, and have the greatest publicity stunt of all time. So and you want to get caught in this? Wake up, understand where this is. Radio Liberty bringing you the information. Support them, and understand that we need to be wise as serpents. Understand what's on their mind and how they work. They're not here for your health. They're looking at your pocketbook. So you need to get past all this, do what's best for your health, stay healthy at home, try not to get too much doctoring, and use the doctor when you need him, and that's the best advice I have for this morning.
Well, Bill, I really appreciate so much your being with us again, and I think this is really so vitally important. These reports that have come out showing the difference in health between Americans and certainly English men of comparable age, I think should cause everyone here to ask your question, what are they doing to the health of the American people? Because, you know, they say, well, gee, we have no idea why this is happening. They know exactly why this is happening.
Well, they have all
the American people to know.
They have all the data and all the reports that they're not showing us, and they know. They know how many vitamins we take. They know how much money we spend. They've got all this mining of data, and they hand it over, of course, the drug companies and so on. They have all this information about us. One of the interesting things about England, because you're comparing the United States and the mortality rates and the health quotient, and one of the interesting things, they're complaining in England that there is a delay in medical care. I hope you got it. Did you connect the dots there? They're delaying the medical care, and they're healthier. I hope you're connecting that with what it's showing. The less medicine, the healthier you're going to be. And these medicines have been approved on a worldwide basis. The drug companies have so much money they can influence those in power. And, of course, that's exactly what's happened. The Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, and so on, totally taken over by commercial interests, as is Washington, D.C. Everyone in the industry knows that Washington, D.C. is bought off by the drug companies, and so now is the news media. And, of course, the news reporters have just become the minions of the drug companies. And, of course, you see now every night the television news brought to you by Cialis or brought to you by Lipitor or whoever it is. And, of course, now it's feasting time as the public gets this programming. Did I say programming or propagandizing? Of the American public, and then they run and want their Vioxx and their Lipitor and their Cialis, and this is the American public we have. Don't you fall for it. Let the others do it. I know it's frustrating when we see our own loved ones get on these medicines. We can't talk them out of it. I see that most people, when they hear about vitamins, run back to their doctor, the poorest trained person you could ask, and ask him if it's okay if they can take these vitamins. They never even question a drug, which is unsafe, but they want questions answered. And their doctor can't provide those answers. He's been brainwashed himself that vitamins are unsafe and you better watch out. So I don't know. It's a giant mixed up area. If you need to unsort all this and get it all clear in your mind, go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. Send a few dollars to Radio Liberty. Support them so we can come on the air. We do from our side. And, of course, we think it's important that you stay healthy in your home.
God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Bill.
Okay. You bet.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope that you will heed what Bill Sardi has said. You need to be on supplements. You need to learn how to look after your own health. And when we get back, we'll tell you about a couple of the books and some of the things we have put together that will help you stay healthy.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Bill Sardi. We have a 4-tape set with Bill where he talks about the advantages of vitamin C. Excellent, important information. If you really want to have a background on what you need to know about health, Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. I think next to my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we sell more of Russell's book. It's an excellent text. My wife uses it all the time. All the things you need to know, and nobody else is going to tell you. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have a great book on the miracle of magnesium. We have certainly a four-tape set, life-saving secrets for fascinating interviews with Dr. Blaylock. We talked about why the incidence of heart disease is almost double in the United States. We carry a book called The Fluoride Deception. Do you know that in Newburgh, New York, where they did the original study on the advantages of fluoride and how it was helping so much to do away with cavities? Do you know there they had twice the incidence of heart disease they had in the control city? But that fact has never been brought out. I mean, fluoride, water fluoridation is toxic to the heart and to the conduction system there. They know that. That's why they've actually fluoridated over 67% of our cities. You need to get the material we have on water fluoridation. You need to get my syllabus. You need to get my talk, The History of Water Fluoridation. You need to get that book, The Fluoride Deception. You need to understand how they are intentionally poisoning the American people. Why? Because the major thrust of American policy is population control. And if you've never read the National Security Study Memorandum 200 that came out in 1974 over the signature of that great American patriot, Henry Kissinger. Why we have that, because you can pull it down on the Internet, but we have that. If you've never read the complete text, and we have the complete text of MacArthur, Dr. MacArthur's testimony in July of 1969 before the House Appropriations Committee, where he asked for $10 million to create a new disease as a means of mass killing, a disease that would destroy the immune response. You need to get this information. You need to have the documentation. You need to understand that they are out to destroy the health of the American people. Why would anybody do that? Because there are evil and wicked people out there. Certainly one of the best sources of information is my talk, Planned Population Reduction, available both in video and in DVD. It's a talk we gave for the Prophecy Club. But you'll see all the documentation there. Did you know that because of our wonderful and enlightened public health policy, we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease? How often do you see on television the picture of this attractive woman saying, well, since I'm now taking my medicine, I only have genital herpes maybe three times a year. I have hardly any outbreaks. Genital herpes? We didn't even have that as a sexually transmitted disease when I went to medical school, but we have it now. We have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. Is that a public health triumph or a public health failure? Go ahead, be promiscuous, just protect yourself. That's what they tell you, knowing full well that protection will not prevent either human papillomavirus or genital herpes or chlamydia or so many of the other sexually transmitted diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the victims of an experiment. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You've got to be responsible for your own health. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to